Thank you for choosing the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for choosing the Coronavirus Hotline.
Yes, ma'am. How are you today?
I'm great, ma'am. How may I help you?
I'm trying to schedule my first dose of the vaccine. I've been online to the Department of Public Health. I've been on AlabamaSomething.gov, AlabamaPublicHealth.gov. I've tried Walmart. It just keeps sending me around in circles. I cannot get scheduled. Can you help me?
I can provide you with a phone number that you can dial.
All right.
Okay, that phone number is going to be 855-566-5333. That's the number you need to dial to be registered. County is doing any scheduling at this time. They're all registering because they're already booked for the vaccine.
All right. I have called that number, and I have registered on that through that 2 or 3 weeks ago, but I am in B1, which is eligible now because I'm essential in my occupation. And whoever I have talked to, and I've talked to two different people, all they want to know is my age. And they say, we don't know what B1 is. So I don't know how to get registered now other than my age. And the people at that number could not help me.
I understand, ma'am.
With my age.
That's the only thing that they would need, because right now it doesn't matter what phase the person are in or their occupation. When it comes to the vaccine as of today's date, which is February the 19th, everybody's included. So that's the 75 years and older. That's the first responders, the nurses, police, the doctors, the healthcare professionals, the clinicals. And then they also open the door up for the 75 and younger, the 61, 63, 62, 24, 22. So everyone is on a waiting list now. When they first started, so they had just one group at a time. And then they did the two groups combined. And now everybody is combined. So that makes the waiting list longer.
So since I did register several weeks ago, I am in line at some point. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. And also just pay attention to your news station. Your news will have the most accurate daily information. The reason I say that is because you can be registered for the county. And if they come up and say, we got a 1,500 vaccines that we're going to give away to our county, be there first come, first serve, then you would need to be driving up or pulling up at that location, and you can get it at any time, anywhere in your county.
All right.
So they're going to have the most accurate, updated information.
You are the most helpful person I have talked to so far, and I thank you very much. You have a good day.
You're very welcome. You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for choosing the Coronavirus Hotline.